This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Everyone, this is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anioji, and I am here again this beautiful day, this beautiful week, and of course, this beautiful month with another episode. It's the month of November. Yes, we are almost at the end of this amazing year. How have you guys been? I've been doing well, and I'm sure you are okay wherever you are. Today, I have an amazing guy on the show with me. You know, I always have guests. I always bring the best people on this show. I can say that because it's true. So today I have James Opoala on the show with me today. Okay, so James is the current president of Wikimedia Fan Club at the University of Ilorin. He's a young and passionate SDG advocate, an inspiring diplomat, an emerging change leader. Okay, so see, the amazing thing about this young man on the show with me is, as a young diplomat, he has represented Nigeria at various regional and international conferences. I mean, he has been at the Young African Leaders Summit in Accra, Ghana, Model ECOWAS Summit in Abuja, Nigeria. He has represented Nigeria in African Young SDG Summit in Addis Ababa. He has also attended the 4th APRM Continental Youth Symposium in Uganda. And he was at Rwanda this year, July, at the Youth Spark Pan-African Leadership Exchange and Mentorship Program. Wow. Welcome on the show, James. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Wow. It's such an amazing privilege and opportunity to also speak and also share my little knowledge with Ozzy. I really commend you for all you've been doing. I've been an active listener and also an active follower of your Rooted and Robust podcast. Yeah. And I think one that was really, really inspired mostly was the one of Mary Ben that shared her experience. That was one of the delegates that attended. So it was really mind-blowing how she shared her story and how she was able to carry out the service with the fact that she didn't even have a startup capital. Mm-hmm. And that also inspired me, because people always feel like if they don't have huge amount or some amount of money, they can't start up something. Yeah. It is very, very wrong. And I'm a living witness of some of these experiences of getting out there into doing things even when you don't have the cash. Because sometimes it goes beyond you having the money. My first experience, which was actually very tough one, and seeking for funds, I had zero fundraising. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something that really inspired me. I was able to hear and also learn from my experiences. So I really appreciate this privilege, and I did not take it for granted. And also, happy new month to every listener and everyone around the world that's listening to this podcast. Thank you for having me once again.
Wow, it's good to have you. It's amazing you're here. Thank you for being on the show. So let's get into it. You have been everywhere representing your country. How has that experience been for you, really?
Okay, my experience so far, as someone who actually love adventure, traveling for the sake of going to pepper them, just like John said, that then he thought he was peppering them until it got to the point where he was actually exposed to a better way. So early enough, I've got to see that there are values and there are cultures and there are a lot of things that you can see when you get outside of the shores of this Nigeria, or outside of the shores of your country, whichever it is. You get to witness different cultural differences, cultural change and whole. And those are things that really, really like change people, you know. Like you get to, let me say, for the first time, when many people have been shouting this jollof rice, that jollof rice, I'm sure you're aware of what I'm talking about. So I witnessed the jollof rice myself, not people telling me or people fighting on Twitter or Facebook or IG or wherever they want to. So this actually would make you meet people. You would also learn different experiences, just like I actually had. One of it that I actually like is, for sometimes I don't really enjoy the local food, but after a little bit I adapt and I'm able to chop and eat and satisfy. Like, and these people are always happy when you take what they are taking. You just imagine you living with someone and then you're not eating what they are eating. It's like you are a stranger, or you have come and drop something. You get. So that has really helped. And that has also helped me build my network with people. Like sometimes when I go for a conference, beyond just attending and sitting, I'm able to network with people with like mind, like passion. And also, so far, you get to see that if you meet someone in Abuja today, tomorrow you may meet those same set of people in Accra, in Uganda, and the likes of it. So these are people that sometimes we don't even know ourselves until when we get there and we get talking and you get to see, wow, this just like one of the delegates for Rwanda that also attended the conference in Abuja. That is he's from the Gambia.
Lamin.
Wow. So Lamin actually attended, and so it was just a story around a guy who came from Sierra Leone by road for like 8 days or so. That was how he was able to tell me that he also attended. So I wasn't expecting I was going to see Lamin until I met Lamin. So Lamin started sharing the experience with me. So you get to see that people are free beings, are free agents. You can meet them anywhere in the world at any time.
Wow.
So it's really a wonderful experience for me.
Awesome. So I am curious, like, you're a young guy and you're already making tremendous change in your world. Where did it all start for you? How did you venture into everything you're doing now? I mean, I don't even want to begin to talk about everything you have done, all the fellowships you are involved in, the projects you've done. How did it start for you? Was that someone that introduced you into this, or did you just stumble into it? How has the journey been for you?
Okay, for a start, I'm a guy who grew up in Lagos, in a place that's not so popular, but you know, all these atrocities and street hooligan and all were very rampant. But being motivated that this environment should not be my main motivation, but rather should be something that takes me out of that environment, that's what I pursue. So that actually, I got introduced to a website called Eventbrite. That was 2017-2018. Those 2 years were actually years where any event in Lagos, as far as I can trek down there, as far as I'm able to have the transport fare, I will get down there. I don't care, unless situations for two. That is, if it is on the highlands, I will say a no to it, or if it is first tack. Why? But there was a day I actually overcome one of it, but my money even almost finished. So I got a free ride to Sabo. The rest is history. So when I now enter school, applying for mass communication, and I was given history and international studies, you say, wow, well, I don't know. I don't know why my teacher were like, oh, we are happy for you. This is better than what you applied. So I won't say accidentally, I'll say coincidentally, while a friend of mine, Maya Kung, who also attended the Youth Park event, we were just having a random conversation. I wanted to rent a restaurant in our faculty in University of Ilorin as of 2019, May to be precise. So we entered, and at the entrance I saw joint to be an international volunteer. I didn't even know what that is. I was about calling the number. I just entered because I wanted to go and eat food there. Mm-hmm. And then it was the same people that were inside. So I sat down. They served the both of us food. As students, 100 level. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know what we were doing. Are we not paying for this food? They said, no, it's free. See, when is your next meeting? You are coming. So it was so, so nice. And for every other person that I've had, they've also had the experience of eating free food and all. So then it wasn't clear to me until after a year, 2020. Then I became more active as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. So I majorly started as a Wikimedia volunteer, someone who edits on Wikipedia, and other projects that are not known to people because Wikipedia is the popular one. So currently I'm serving as a president, but it started by me attending events and also trying in my best with volunteering to also show up as a facilitator, train other people who don't know how to the basics, and then I put them through. So I gave myself the role and I was able to navigate and get to meet people who are top executive, even when I'm not an executive. So that also became part of what I was able to learn. So I was able to stumble on a link, and the link was about a fellowship, MCN. So Millennium Campus Network is a fellowship for undergraduates. So it's for students across the globe. So they have a number they choose by campus that's 14, 15 or upward. For each campus, if you are not up to 14, they won't choose you. Wow. So I was privileged to be among the set of these guys who are doing amazing work. So it's a company based in the US, and also the role is to empower young persons to carry out social impact work. So I joined my first application and I got selected. So the rest was actually a wonderful life-changing and transforming experiences. Because there it was virtual with other people, I connected with people. In fact, the first traveling I had was made possible by a fellow in Ghana who was privileged to be part of the reviewing team of the application I made for Young African Leaders in Summit in Ghana in 2019. So I got the approval to pay in September, when the conference was in November. And as a student in Nigeria who is not working there, it was hard for me to raise funds. And I had interest because I feel I should enjoy West Africa and I should be able to go out, attend conference. And I want to make sure whenever I'm going legally. So it wasn't possible until it became possible. That's a long story that I can't really explain. So through that guy's friend, I got a waiver not to pay some of $180. Dollars then was high, So aside the waiver, I then started. I already lost hope. It was 2 weeks to the event in November. So then I was able to raise funds to go. Transport fare to go, but no transport fare to come back. That's a long story.
Wow.
So, but then I was able to go and I was able to hear people and I got challenged. So that was just the beginning of it. So I never even knew there were other opportunities that my own contribution as a volunteer could expose me to. So I also got exposed to knowing about health issues in 100 level through an alumni. Alumnus in my school, and she was so passionate and she taught me, and even outside of that she was able to mentor me closely in the person of Oyinkosola Oni, that's one of my mentors. And through that lady she was able to help me carry out a virtual sensitization program. You could see how people were what is SDG about. So then from the passion, I didn't even know it could open doors for me, not until when I had this and someone was you could apply for a grant to carry out your project. And finance has been a huge challenge.
Yeah.
So it was surmounted, and then you move to another point where we have to work on articles in Nigeria. So I joined a random contest online and I won some of £100 and I got the money. It was a big win for me, 2020. And then from there, I also won a tab from Ghana, in a contest as well. So all of them accumulate to me gaining experiences.
Yeah.
And some of those experiences, they were also bad ones, or the negative ones, or the ones that I can't really tell, but they were all part of the hopes and the learning experiences. So it's been from one experience to another, and a journey that is worth thinking, pondering, and also thanking God for, because if I had not gone through it, I wouldn't have even have this exposure or know the importance of what I'm doing as a young person in Nigeria.
I mean, your story is so inspiring because it feels like an opportunity knocked and you opened up and you milked it, you grabbed it and you didn't let go. It felt you just kept going from one to the other to the other. And it's so amazing because the truth is, sometimes these opportunities keep knocking and we just overlook them. But then that wasn't the case for you. And that's an amazing thing. But then the thing is, you are still young. I mean, it's one thing to have this passion. You've mentioned funds as one challenge. But then what are other challenges that you've had to face or you're currently facing that has hindered you or is still hindering you from carrying out the numerous projects or being effective in all the things you are involved in? What are those challenges and how are you able to navigate some of them as you go through your journey?
Okay, so how I've been able to overcome some challenges and what are those other challenges aside finance?
Yeah.
Number one, I would advise any young person is to have a mentor, a role model, or someone that can always guide you or put you through.
Mm-hmm.
That is very, very important. Why? Because growing up and someone who has been into many challenge related or, you know, brain taxing activities that want to bring out innovative ideas in you, you want to like be waking up every day and be looking at different ideas and be initiating. Sorry, that is very, very wrong. Because if you do that, you are going to end up wasting your energy on what you should actually save your energy for the future for. So for me, I've had countless number of experiences that are good, that are bad, that are in between.
Mm-hmm.
So neither of the three are bad. Neither of the three are to be escaped from. Why? Because they are there to make one stronger. Because they said what cannot kill you should change you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be something that builds you up. So some of them I might not say plainly, but I'll summarize it in this little word by saying sometimes you work with people who you end up seeing the way they are. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to money aspects, you get to see people with the way they will behave. They might not carry out gun or carry out knife to kill you, but you could see they could scatter things to make sure that the whole money is theirs. That's one of the experiences I've had. Mm. So another experience is that no matter how anybody is running after anything, just allow them to do whatever they want to do. Time comes when yours will be yours. There are times you need to fight for what is yours, friend. There are times where opportunities that you long for will never come, will never be. No. You just get the rejection. A friend of mine was telling me today that all the application he has been applying, he has got no response. He is even saying no response.
Wow.
By some other people, this week, I got a big rejection. And then I'm happy for it. I even congratulated the person I was selected because they just chose just six people in the entire universe.
Wow.
So, and a Nigerian happened to be there. I was so happy for seeing a Nigerian there.
Hmm.
So, and I now told him, I'm going to explain to you that sometimes it's not about you not seeing results. It's about you keep doing it, even when you're not seeing results. Because if you take that as an excuse, or you take the rejection, which I call love letter, as an excuse, you will not succeed as you want it.
Hmm.
So accept this reality, keep showing up. you don't know when you get to some point, you don't need to apply again. Because one that you are secured, somebody will be there to make the decision on your behalf.
True.
I had a similar one today, which I was to either refer one person or the other. I give analysis of how I've worked with this person, experiences I've had, and how this person should be worked with. And I was able to convince the person. And this is something that is a student, as well as being, you know, on strike for 8 months, different students that are trying to pay school fees and all. So I feel this should be an opportunity where my so-called friend should be able to work on and get himself little amounts, you know. And then this is opportunity that you shouldn't just allow to skip people, because you are there not just for yourself, you are there for other people as well.
True.
So sometimes you get ad breaks, you get breakfast, and that's the normal word people use. But sometimes you also get it as a love letter. It might be long. So that love letter it show that you can that you are doing something. It's better than not doing anything at all.
Anything.
Sometimes when you see people even rushing, running, just stay where you are. That you are not doing anything at that point doesn't mean you are not productive, because sometimes activity is not equal to productivity.
True.
So I agree. If you run around, and you see that all you have run around for are just chasing after the wind,
Childers.
And it's just a waste of time. And also to also make sure that individually they build a good brand. Like for myself, aside this engagement, there is one particular aspect which can never be out of what I want to pursue in life, which is business. No matter what you want to engage in, if you don't have a business mindset, if you don't have a business you are running, with the economy, with the whole things, forget it.
Yeah.
You are not going to have a good income. And that tells that the way things are rising, the inflation is going high, your purchasing power will be very low.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an aspect that every young person, no matter where you are, no matter what you see you are doing, no matter what you are passionate about, don't forget that some of your experiences are part of those making.
Whole journey.
They are part of your becoming. And also, a business mindset is very important, no matter what. It can be you selling on behalf of your friend. It can even be fine for people rendering a service. There are times during the lockdown where I got some kicks. Why? Because I belong to some groups and I could create content, and that was helping me. There are a lot of opportunities out there that people don't know about. Like you could attend a conference online and you get paid, giving a stipend. Those opportunities invite other people that you know to, so they will be part of it. So one thing I know is it's not just good me being empowered, it's also good empowering others. Because if you don't empower your tribe, you will actually be the one to suffer, not them, because they will always rely on you. But when everyone is empowered, they can always stand on their own. So these are just my little experiences so far as a young person.
Wow. So it's been an amazing journey you've had and you're still having. But to wrap it all up, so what's ahead for James? What are you working on currently? What are the projects that you're working on at the moment? What is ahead? What are we expecting? What victories are we going to celebrate soon?
Okay, for me so far, the answer has really spoiled my program. But how be it? I've been working on my final year project as a student, and my project is focusing on the problems and the challenges that are affecting the African Union. Passionate about Africa, born on Africa Day, and I feel one of the ways is actually to actually see if truly the African Union is succeeding or is failing us in Africa. So we shouldn't just be happy that African Union is existing. No, beyond its existence, and this solve the problems that. So this is just what I've been working on, and hopefully for my masters, I hope I get finished next year as early as possible, because my calendar has actually been dealt with seriously by ASSO. Yeah. So also, I'm also working towards building a business platform where service providers can also meet with clients, customers that need it. That is actually still coming up, and I believe it's going to be a great one for Nigerians. And we are looking at locations where people can actually have access to these services. Mm-hmm. This has been an idea that I've had since my second year, that was 2019. But the fund for it was taken away by fellow students. That's one of the experiences I've had in the past.
Wow.
So a student took it out of it to buy an iPhone. And you know, if you could tell the school authority, that's justification, but we rather leave it. And we still spoke with him, but you can't find his whereabouts. So that's one of the things I'm working on. I'm also building to become a better resource person for Africa, because it is more that I have that I can give. What I don't have, I cannot give. That's what I believe.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for this wonderful privilege and opportunity. I look forward to seeing you and every person who is doing amazing work across the globe, across the continent of Africa, in Nigeria and beyond. At the top, see you at the top. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Miracle Shana.
Miracle Shana.
Obrigado.
Thank you, Ben. It's amazing to have had you on the show. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye bye.
And you too. Bye.
Bye. All right, people. That was James Popola on the show with me, and we looked at being impactful as a young person. He has had an amazing journey. I met James in Rwanda this year, and he is an amazing, inspiring young leader. Amazing, amazing one with him today. So if you are young and you are out there, there are so many opportunities. There is something he said that was very striking. He started out volunteering. I will never stop talking about the impact and benefit of volunteering. I have an episode on volunteering. Look for it in our podcast channel and listen to that episode, the benefits of volunteering. But there are so many benefits when you volunteer. So get out there and help out. Get out there and be involved in people's lives, in people's projects. You never know. You can never tell what's ahead of you when you step out to be there for other people. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. And this is me saying to you, have a beautiful month of November. Take care of yourself. Be productive. God bless you guys and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.